If you love an Aussie underdog who punches above, look no further than Bluebet, the true blue Aussie bookie. Download the Bluebet app today and bet Australian. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome to the Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor here on Triple M. Beautiful day in Sydney. Beautiful day in New South Wales. High 20s, no wind. Summer's here, baby.
It's here, absolutely. It's exciting to be here, boys, and plenty on today's show, big man.
Yeah, man, I'm excited, mate. Just Sydney, there's a vibe. I'm one of those guys who like to get out there, public transport, just see people, and there's so much Christmas spirit around, and even next week after we finish, I've got like a cruise on the harbour,
What did you say? Something like you want to get out there, public transport?
Yeah, just like I like seeing the people, public transport, everyone's happy. There's a really good vibe, you know?
Wow. What about wet and humid weather, which is what we've had at the moment, has created the perfect conditions for the deadly funnel web spider. Ooh. With Sydney and surrounds warned to brace for a spike in numbers as they start having a little wander around before they have a little bit of...
Special time.
Mate, it comes less than a week after experts warn New South Wales residents of explosion in double-sized mosquitoes. Now we have the funnel webs going around looking to mate. And you know when they mate, when the bloke and the girl do their thing, the girl then eats the bloke.
That's right. Just a bit
scary.
Bit like life.
So scared of spiders.
A bit like life.
I go out the back and get my runners and I smash them down.
Make
always.
Sure you do.
But I was out in the shed the other day and I was like, I'm
gloves
freaking,
as well.
Freaking
they
out.
They go into gloves too, so give them a good shake, but obviously your shoes. I grew up in a place, in an old map of Pimble called Funnel Web Valley.
Oh, well, there you
True
go.
True story. So we had this map, which was all framed up in our house. And when they went to Funnel Web Valley to dig in with the excavators to build some new homes at the top of our street, the bloke went straight through a funnel web nest of like hundreds of them. Yeah. He scooped up with the excavator and all he saw was this moving sort of dirt and stuff, and it was hundreds of funnel webs.
Well, arachnophobia.
Yeah, that
movie back
so it wasn't
day.
Like a movie, yeah.
And we had heaps of them in our pool when we were growing up, and they live underwater now, you know.
Yeah, they can make a little air bubble.
I know.
They can
jump as well.
Are you scared of spiders?
Oh, yeah, I don't like
spiders, snakes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not really scared of spiders.
Really?
No.
That's BS.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Time now for a little bit of sports news. Daniel Ricciardo looks like he's back in the seat at Red Bull.
Well, it's A seat. He's back, Del, and returning to Red Bull as a test driver for the 2023 season. Our very own Daniel Ricciardo at the Red Bull Racing.
He's 33 years old.
Team's third driver, though.
Yeah, so he's not getting much of a go, mate.
He's testing, he's doing the simulator work, but I guess it's good that he's going to be behind Max Verstappen and also Sergio Perez, who are the two team drivers. But he's involved.
He did his best work there. He should have never have left, but his bank balance is very, very handy.
Yeah, good on
with,
him.
With McLaren and Renault that he's want to, big euros going in his bank account, but he wants to be back and they were happy to have him back and he's a good energy.
Mate, he wants to be back because he can't go anywhere else, mate. Simple as that.
Oh, gee, you ripped in a bloody Daniel Ricciardo, one of the nicest Australian sportsmen we've got.
I like him, but I'm just saying, let's be honest, let's not sugarcoat it. Like, he can't get it anywhere else.
You sugarcoat everything. now you're in the bloody Ricciardo.
We want him on the grid, though, don't we?
Of course we do. Well, it's better him to be here than down the back with Haas or someone like that, because they gave Schumacher's son the flick the other day.
Yeah.
You don't want to be back down there.
Best of luck anyway, Daniel.
Now in his corner, look out. Turn our eyes to the Roosters, and the star Angus Crichton is set to miss the start of the NRL season. He added his round one and two after downgraded from 2 weeks down to one. So he'll only miss the Dolphins game first round. Any ambush there?
They'll smack the Dolphins no matter what
Mate, I'm telling you, the Dolphins, mate, they'll come fired up. I'm telling you now, Wayne Bennett.
You want
Bennett,
to put some money on the Dolphins,
no,
Roosters?
I don't like betting, mate, but I'm just saying, just understand a Wayne Bennett coach side, like you want to get some respect on the comp. People think it's going to be a long season for the Dolphins.
It will be.
Mate, it might not be.
It'll come last.
We'll just see. But the Roosters.
He's lost his power.
Well, we'll see. But the Roosters,
they
went for
some big people, didn't he? And he didn't get any of them.
Well, Angus Crichton.
No one cares about him anymore.
I don't mind the Angus Crichton one game. Like, I thought, two
weeks.
You
wanted him 10 weeks.
No, I said 2 weeks, fair enough, mate.
Mean.
Just don't cock your elbow. Simple as that, mate.
Okay, what about the soccer that's over in Qatar? Apparently, there's some sort of soccer going on over there.
Oh, yeah.
Germany won, Japan 2.
And they were cruising, too. Germany dominated the game and then
hit the post
1-0 up, and then just. Bang, bang. To I the love Japanese. It. They're sensational.
Yeah.
They just work out. They just keep moving.
They're incredible. What about Costa Rica 0, Spain 7? Now, Spain have been tipped by some people to actually go on and win it. You know, they had a golden age about 10 years ago when they won the World Cup and the European Championships, and they've been off the pace a little bit. But that would be exciting for the comp if Spain went deep because they play some really nice stuff.
Sensational.
They're sexy too. I like that. Sexy team, Spain.
They are. What about Belgium 1, Canada 0? And what about tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Brazil versus Serbia? It'd just be nice to see Brazil out there playing. I don't think it's a World Cup, Del, until you see that jersey.
Yeah, 100%, mate.
You know what I mean?
Serbia's
I want
them to win.
Yeah. Serbia are a good team. Yeah. Brazil are as well. So we'll give you all the updates tomorrow on that. But I'm really enjoying the fact that you can watch it live and you can watch it for free. And SBS are doing a wonderful job. We don't have enough sport around now for free-to-air. So really nice. And doing a good job, SBS. Are you an inappropriate parent in any way? What about this bloke? A 9-year-old was rewarded with a trip to Hooters after he did well at school. Paul Edwards treated his son to a meal at Hooters in the UK following encouraging remarks from his teacher. His son, Buddy, didn't believe the establishment actually existed, so his father decided to show rather than tell. He's a bit shy at first, but then he loved it, Paul said.
Of course
he did. The staff were great and so helpful, and the food was beautiful. Something no one has ever said before about Hooters, that the food was beautiful.
Good burgers.
Are there?
Yeah.
I've never been. Have you been to the one at Parramatta?
I've been one in LA years ago, but I haven't been to the Parramatta one, no.
Apparently Buddy's mother was cool about the endeavour and even dropped the pair off. There's something slightly going not quite right here. Buddy clearly enjoyed his dad and lad night, praising the food and saying he wants to go there every week.
Of course he does.
Well, of course you do. You're a 9-year-old and you've just seen some Hooters for the first time. Have you had some inappropriate parenting, you clowns?
No. Look, for me, even this morning I came out, I let the dog outside at the back.
You let the dog?
And I grabbed my wife's dressing gown, and it was like some pink, but it was really short. And I put that on because it's a bit cold this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kids got up, and it literally, my wife looked up and said, "Please go put some pants on, and something." And she actually, under her breath, said, "You're lucky we've got two kids already." And I had to explain what that meant to my 10-year-old.
Well, I remembered when Vix went away when we were living in. We had three children. She goes away for a 4-day girls' weekend, and she just said, "Make sure you don't do anything inappropriate."
Yeah. What did you do?
That's the worst thing to say to someone like me. Because I went, you know what? I'm going to do everything inappropriate, and I'm going to video it, and I'm going to call her when I'm doing it the whole bit.
You got the challenge.
So we went to KFC, which she really, really wasn't happy about.
Why? Yeah, I got to eat.
Pizza Hut. We bought a puppy. Three things, and I rang her through the entire process. She goes, "Don't you dare. I know you're only joking." She got back. We had a puppy. We had a puppy, and the kids had eaten nothing.
Why would you do that, bud? You didn't need to do that.
It's the type of thing that I do. If someone sort of challenges me, then I want to have a full-on crack back. So I said, just please don't tell me not to do something because it'll come back. So that's inappropriate. I understand that now, but we had a great puppy. We had Scooby for 13 years. It was a great result.
Did you walk Scooby?
Did I walk Scooby?
Not as much as I should have.
Are you an inappropriate parent or was your parent inappropriate? Let's start off in Arncliffe and we're going to talk to Richie, boys. G'day, Richie.
Hey, Gussie, how are we today?
Mate, very well. Welcome to the show, mate. Was it you or was it your mum or dad?
It was me parents. So I was 15, working at my uncle's service station. I had a great year. They used to leave me in charge. Anyway, they thought at the end of the Christmas party year, I'd get on drink with everyone else, all the uncles. So I drank profusely, talked up a big game to my uncle's got a skydive in school. Anyway, fell asleep, roll up, roll in my own spew, chicken, prawns, you can imagine everything. They hosed me off in the morning, I've passed out. Next thing I know, I've woken up in Goulburn at my uncle's skydiving place. I don't know what's going on. He strapped me to the front of him. I'm screaming at my old man. I'm going, "What's going on?" He goes, "You talked a big game last night about jumping out of the plane, and guess what you're doing today, young fella?"
You're going straight out of the plane.
And it all worked out in the end, Rich.
We were up 15,000 feet, and anyway, I did about another three times after. That was the best experience of my life, but geez, did I shit myself the first time.
I bet you did, Richie. Thanks a lot, mate. I really appreciate it.
Let's go to Gabby. Hi, Gabby.
Hey, guys.
How you been? When have you been an inappropriate parent, or was it your mum and dad?
It was my lovely dad. So one of his favourite things to do when me and my brother were younger, he'd bribe us with lollies to get us to see who could hold on to the electric fence for longest.
That's inappropriate.
So we'd be like tears streaming, like your arm's killing you, and, you know, neither of us had given up. We'd be there, and he's just like sitting there with the lollies on the sideline having a great time.
Love your dad, Gabby. Thank you so much.
Oh, Chad, what about you? When have you been an inappropriate parent, or has someone been an inappropriate parent around you?
Yeah, it wasn't me. I'm sure I've done a few weird, wild things with the kids, but The old man back in the day, Mum was at work. Dad had me, my brother, and my two cousins over. We're probably 6, 7 or something. Brother was 2 years younger, and my cousins were around the same age.
Mm-hmm.
Riding bikes. Told him I'm coming around the corner, don't come. Didn't listen. Head on. Straight on the concrete, busted my chin open. My dad's stressing, going, what do I do, what do I do? He only had the sidecar, didn't he? Down a pile, all four of us into the sidecar.
Oh, wow.
Try and head down to the doctor's while I'm screaming, blood hissing out of the chin. And
the sidecar.
We love you, Dad. Thanks a lot, Chad. Finish it off for us, Katie. Was it you or your parents that were inappropriate?
It was me. I'm either the cool mum or the really bad mum.
Okay.
So, for my son's first birthday, it was at the pub. For his third, fifth, and ninth birthday, it was at Hooters, and the food is really good.
There you go. Parramatta Hooters. Well there
on.
It is.
Well done, Kate.
The cool mum. Absolutely.
Are the Hooters out and about at Hooters, or are they covered with a t-shirt? Like, I've never been. I don't know.
I don't know. Mate, just Google it. That's what you Google everything else.
Time now for this.
And now.
You want smart? I'll show you smart.
The bit where the rush hour makes you smarter. That's right.
Exactly right. You know those certain sayings that you hear, but these are the reasons behind those sayings. So we're going to give you a little bit of knowledge.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love this.
When someone tells you to hold your horses, they're telling you to be stable. Right?
Ah.
Put your horses in the stable, then everything is calm.
Yes.
We can then deal with stuff. So that's the reason behind it.
Hold your horses.
That's good.
A little piggy went to the market doesn't mean that the pig went grocery shopping. It means it literally went to the market.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't end well for the pig.
What a fun little game.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just...
See you later, piggy.
Yep.
Turning you into...
Love my bacon.
Yes, exactly right.
Sorry, kids.
Pinterest is called Pinterest because you pin your interest.
Yeah, no.
I never realised that.
Yeah. You probably don't use Pinterest as a word too often. It's a bit more old-fashioned.
No, I don't use it.
Sand is called sand because it's between the sea and the land.
Oh, that's good. Sand.
So sand is called sand because it's between the sea and the land. You're getting smarter here?
Yeah.
You're feeling
I'm finding something here.
Finally.
That wouldn't be hard for me, John.
You've liked this segment. You've been off it.
I was a skeptic.
Are you back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about this one? We can have a bit of a laugh about this because certainly Del and I have struggled with this one. The term eavesdropping because it came from someone who stands within the eavesdrop of a house to overhear what is going on inside.
I like the eave of a house. Like,
that's right. Yeah. So you listen through the eave, so you are eavesdropping. I always thought it was eavesdropping because you are dropping your ear down with your head to listen in.
Don't tell me Don't tell me you thought it was eavesdropping.
Mate,
it's eavesdropping.
Until 2 days ago, I thought it was eavesdropping.
Not 2 days ago, up until an hour ago, I thought it was...
There you go.
Eavesdropping.
No, thank you.
I did.
Yes, I swear, I did. Because it makes sense when you're...
No wonder this segment is making you smarter when you come with that, a baseline of that.
Very low baseline.
You think when there's gossip around people go, oh, mate, yeah, I was just eavesdropping. That
makes total sense to me. In fact,
it does not make sense.
Eavesdropping makes more sense than eavesdropping. Because when are you ever under a house eavesdropping, whereas you can be normally... Eavesdropping.
Well, when you're creeping around other people's houses.
Creepy uncle.
Eavesdropping.
I'm with you.
Time now for this.
In 325 games and 2 premierships for the Sydney Swans, Jude Bolton learned how to do 2 things really well. Tackle people and get hit in the head really hard.
It's Bolton again.
Let's do one of those now. This is Jude Tackles.
Yeah, an opportunity for you to fire up. Something's got under your grill, mate. What is it this week?
Well, it's coming towards summertime, lads.
Mm.
And today we're talking about useless, annoying, heartless and pathetic creatures No, it's not you, Gussie. I'm talking the blue bottle. These pests wash up on our beaches in thousands at a time. And if they haven't already attacked you in the sea, their long stingers attack you with such venom, with no emotion as well. They're not just annoying. They're bloody. The fact is, they're bloody pathetic. What is the point of them? What is the fair dinkum reason these creatures actually exist? As far as I'm aware, they don't do anything for the sea. Their sole purpose seems to only cause misery and suffering. Ever heard someone order a decaf latte with an equal to kickstart the day? No, because it's pointless. Blue bottles are like giving the basketball to Ben Simmons in a game to shoot. Oh. Pointless. Ever tried to arm wrestle Wendell Saylor after you've already seen him snap someone's arm on the footy show? Pointless. Bloody pointless as well. Yeah, apologies to another Ben as well.
Yeah, unlucky Ben
Ross.
But
I think you get my drift. Speaking of drift, that's all these little buggers do. If we even get a skerrick of good weather this summer for us all to be down there enjoying the beach, I don't want that slim chance ruined by these navy or azure scrotum-looking things and their damn stingy tentacles coming near me. Could a blue bottle co-host the project on Channel 10 next and join the Exodus, please? Please, someone, just say when you've been stung by the blue bottle, you treat it by pouring vinegar over it. Mm. Other people say you just apply some ice. I've even heard urine curtails the pain.
Yeah.
Well, either way, they just need to piss right off.
Yes.
Bolton out.
Beautiful. Oh, everyone will agree with you on that one, Jude.
Take a break this summer knowing there's plenty of jobs on hipages when you return. Sign up now at hipages.com.au. The rush hours tell us your trade without telling us your trade.
This one's for all the tradies out there. Hipages is the go-to platform for tradies when it comes to lining up work, so they know firsthand how hard you've been working lately. So they've teamed up with us to give tradies of New South Wales a well-deserved holiday. We'll put the call out asking you to tell us your trade without telling us your trade. And now it's time to hear some of them. We've got a couple of
hundreds of
callers
entries
on the line. Yeah, hundreds of entries. We've got Joseph.
I love it.
And is it Shania?
Shania, yeah.
Yeah, we've got them both on the line. G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How are you, Shania?
I'm very well, thank you. Needed a holiday?
Yeah, beautiful. Good on you. Fantastic. Oh, Joseph first. Tell us your trade without telling us your trade.
Any hole is my goal.
Any hole is my goal.
I know a few tradies like that.
Yeah. I know. Okie dokie. What do you think that trade is, boys?
He's fixing a leaky
Any
roof.
Any hole is my goal.
Fixing a leaky roof, like a roofer?
Could be. Are you a roofer, Joseph?
Not a roofer.
Okay. Any hole is my goal.
Council worker?
Nope.
No. Nah.
Like road, like holes in the road. Like
potholes in that,
Potholes, okay, so road worker, okay.
Nope. digging graves, no, that's not really a goal. That wouldn't be a goal, would it?
Jesus, okay, you've got us. Oh, that's close.
Oh. Hang on, around the mark.
Yeah.
What have we got?
Yeah. Nah, we're hopeless. Tell us what it is, Joseph.
Excavation.
Oh, okay, beautiful. Good start, mate. Yeah, okay. Well. What about Shania? G'day, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good. So what is yours?
Most people go to jail for breaking into a house. We're just smart enough to get paid for it.
Ah, the locksmith.
Locksmith.
Yeah, yeah, and get paid well too.
Yeah.
We get paid well.
You guys, you guys charge so much. Why do you charge so much?
Because we need a holiday.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, boys. Up to us. Oh. Who gets the holiday? Someone gets a $1,500 holiday, all thanks to Hipages, where trusted tradies go to find work and grow their business, and someone walks away with $100 cash. Who are you going for?
I'm going to go Joseph.
That's to be Joseph. Joseph.
He stumped us.
I was going to go Shania, but two out of three. So, Joseph, you get the $1,500 holiday voucher, brother. Congratulations.
Beautiful. Congratulations, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Fantastic. And great work. Shania doesn't go home empty-handed.
She does not. She gets $100 cash. But just so you know, Shania, I voted for you, okay?
Thank you, Shania.
Thank you.
I love your music, Shania. Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful work. Thank you so much. And if you want to get involved, go to the win page at Triple M and do exactly that for your chance to win a $1,500 holiday. Guys, the list of things you hate. Del, you said a little bit earlier in our planning meeting that you hated avocado.
Yeah, I do.
And everyone just goes, what?
Yeah.
That just makes no sense whatsoever.
Yes.
Oh, there's people who don't like avocado.
Yes.
I don't know any other person. Really? I didn't like avocado until I was about 15, and then my taste buds matured.
But did you?
And now I love it.
No one ever really ate them back then, did they? Or
really?
Not? Back in the day.
Well, maybe not in country Victoria in Hicktown where you were, but certainly on the North Shore of Sydney, we certainly did. What about you?
I don't like the texture of avocado. I've tried it once, and you know how I love my club sandwiches. But that's right. You just take that soft drink. Open that soft drink. I know you love
I'm
your
glad
soft
you're
drink.
It's a soft drink.
Like a teeny.
Yeah, I just when it's on those club sandwiches, and I don't want to be rude, but I send it back. I said I didn't order avocado on there.
So if you go on a club sandwich, no avo.
Yeah, that's what I say now, because like when they stuff it up and they feel
stuff
bad.
Stuff it up.
Yeah, no, mate.
Adding.
No, so
quality.
I don't like that. I don't like sushi.
What about a chicken, like a crumb chicken or a satay chicken type scenario the sushi?
No. I just don't like the sushi stuff. Like I like satay
like
chicken.
The seaweed wrap and the rice.
That's exactly. Now you got me. So Now you know that I'm a bit weird, bit different.
Oh yeah, no, that was the reason why I thought
about,
that. Yeah,
what about like teriyaki chicken on rice and stuff like that. Surely.
That's okay, but
he doesn't want the seaweed.
Don't want the seaweed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when the family they get that, I just go, yep, do your best. I'll just go for a walk and do what I want to do. when I like sweets, I like most sweets, as you can tell. I don't like mint slices.
Yeah, that incredibly mate, just
chocolate,
a terrible, terrible biscuit.
Yeah, chocolate and mint do not go together.
Unless
mate.
It's a wafer yes, it thin does. Mint, like an after dinner mint, then it's okay. But you add a biscuit in there.
Yeah,
you add that biscuity
mint
taste.
Slice.
No,
fantastic.
No.
Yeah. Oh.
Anything else?
Yeah, and then just one more. I know this is a bit different. I just hate people who push in. Like, I'm going to let you in, like, somewhere.
Car or
No. Just like,
in general.
In a shop, you're in the line or something. Like, I'll let you in. Like, just like. Don't push in, you know. I'm not going to be rude about it. I
hate that at the baggage carousel. You know, when people stand too, they crowd the baggage carousel. You're like, mate.
Yeah. Give everyone a chance,
stand
mate.
Stand back a bit.
Yeah, I understand. Is that the only thing you hate?
No, I'm one man waging a big war on Crocs, and particularly your Crocs.
Oh.
What is wrong with you? Can you see the feet? Do you see what's on my feet today?
Yeah, look at them.
They're magnificent.
You've stepped it up a bit.
They're from Austria. They're called On.
On.
Yeah, mate, on.
And I wish you were on today too.
I am on today.
No, you're
that's
on. You're
thing.
Going good, mate. What about you?
Okay, raw fish. I'm with you there, I don't mind the seaweed because I can do the sushi if it's like a satay chicken and that sort of
What's
stuff.
What's that raw fish called again? The
sashimi.
Sushi. Yeah. No. Thanks.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm with no thanks.
Beautiful.
Fish chowder. Fish chowder.
No.
No good. Liver.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
Like
no
liver
one likes liver.
And kidney. Like people.
No.
Steak and kidney pie.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Bit of dead horse.
Very much.
Perfect.
And you know what? Really, really, going away from food, people that don't thank you if you let them in at the traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Just.
Even just a finger off.
Yeah, just like.
Just a little finger off.
Or the hazards.
Just hit the hazard. Yeah. That's okay because that's what the truckies do. I get that. Or really, if you're committed, stick your hand out and thank you.
That's what I do.
That's just all I need. Yeah. Sydney, if you're
Common
out there
courtesy.
Now. Huh?
Common courtesy.
Yeah.
Common courtesy. Would it kill you? Anyway, thank you very much, mate.
Thank you.
So no avocado.
No avocado.
Disappointing. When did you chuck a sickie or when did you throw a sickie? Because apparently millions around the world are expected to chuck a sickie to shop on Black Friday sales tomorrow. Now, I don't even understand Black Friday sales.
It's a big retail thing. Yeah, it's come out of the States.
It's America, though. Why are we doing it?
Because we're copycats.
Because retailers want to get in the action. It's like creating another spur of the moment, a chance to discount, and people can go crazy on it.
How long have they been doing this for? Is this a relatively new thing?
I believe it's come from America back in the 50s, but it was they described it after, because it was always used to be the Army versus Navy game, and it was all the chaos in retail after Thanksgiving. So the Army versus Navy, and it's the Army is
in football,
in college football.
Yeah.
So people would go to the retailers, get all these things, and the Army's actually the Black Knights. That's what their team is over in the US. So
there you go.
Bit of history for you, mate.
Good on you, mate.
History, yeah.
Making us smarter every time we listen to you, Jude. But do you guys take sickies as a general rule?
Not too much. No, I don't. No, really. I got to try to touch wood. Don't get too sick too often. So.
I don't think people get sick when they throw a sickie. They're like they say they're
save
sick.
Them. They save
not,
them up.
Like MG. We'd have 14 sick days a year if you're fully employed at Triple M. He'd use all 14 up, and he'd actually manage it to make
you
sure that
14,
he used them up. You get 14.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
You've used yours well and truly, mate. Are you kidding?
I've had a few things on this year, mate, so it hasn't been the best year, mate.
There's some very good reasons for it, but you've used yours up.
Yeah, I know.
Have you done the call-in before?
Yeah, actually, I've got to be honest with you. So a few years back, When the Triple M Saturday show. Anyway, so, you know, because it was...
Dead Set Legends?
Yeah. Hey?
Dead Set Legends?
No, the Saturday show before you guys, you guys.
Okay.
So, you know, you live and learn. That's why you guys got the best version of me, okay? So,
did we really?
Have we?
We're
coming. Hoping for big improvement in 2023.
So anyway, so on that Saturday show, I'd been doing promos, I'd been up to Brisbane and that, and then it was like Friday, called Friday night game, Saturday, and I got up Saturday morning and I went, I just don't feel like going today. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get Tara to call in.
You couldn't even call yourself.
Yeah. So Tara's called up producer and said, hey, Wendell's been sick. Wendell hasn't been well this morning, blah, blah, blah. And Tara goes, don't ever make me do that again. Anyway, then I got back to work the next week and the boys go, Gerds, and they go, mate, are you kidding? Why? How can you let Tara call in? Mate, you weren't that sick. You weren't that sick. And if you are sick, just call and tell us, mate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did feel bad because it was like that morning, so I'll never do that again.
Very sus. Let's throw it to Dale in Carambar. G'day, Dale. When did you chuck a sickie, brother?
Hey, guys. A couple of years ago, I went to a WWE event. You were actually there, Gus. I met you there.
Oh, yeah.
And chucked a sickie on the Friday night. I was running a hotel in the city, sitting on the ramp, having a good time. Then my boss tapped me on the shoulder. He's two rows behind me.
Oh, that's a shocker.
Was he a good boss? Did he understand it, or did you get a bit of stick because of it, Dale?
No, he had to get someone to cover me, and then I was on graveyard shifts for the next probably 3 weeks.
Was it worth it?
Oh, 100% worth it.
Yeah, it was a great night. I do remember that. Thanks, Dale. Good on
you,
champion.
Do you remember Dale, do you?
No, I just remember that night. I remember that night at the WWE. Let's go to Paul in Kings Langley. G'day, Paul.
How are you,
Paul?
Hey, boys. How are we?
Good. Yeah, well, mate, why'd you throw a sickie?
So it was a bunch of years ago. Me and a guy that we're with, you know, colleagues, we're all in one department, and we decided we want to take a day off to go to the cricket. You know, go to a one day in the SCG.
Yeah.
We told the boss. He decided to come with us. So we basically shut down the department for the day. Went to the cricket. The following day, the general manager calls the whole lot of us into his office because he saw us on the TV. And all the good news is, all he said was, if you want to take the day off and go to the cricket, fine, just don't act like pork chops so you end up on TV.
Yeah, exactly right. Or what about when someone takes a classic catch and the photographer takes it and you're on the back page or the front page of the telly? That happens as well. Building an incredible legacy of supporting those in need within the rugby league community, independent grassroots charitable foundation, Men of League is now Family of League. And we're now joined by the CEO of Family of League, Stephen Lowndes. And Steve, such a simple thing to do, but it made so much sense. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, you know, we've got a wonderful 20-year history and heritage, and nothing really fundamentally changes in what we do, looking after men, women, and children in the rugby league community, which we've always done. But just now we feel that Family of League just so much better reflects exactly what it is we do.
Mm. Stephen, it's you, Bolton. I mean, just an incredible legacy, and the amount of financial support through both hardship and crisis support, it's just been an amazing legacy, isn't it?
It is, Jude, yeah, and we're very proud of it, you know, and so too are all our volunteers. In the 20 years, we've given over $10 million in financial support to those in need, and 10,000 hours of, you know, home, hospital, aged care visits. And this year we're just tipping 1.2 million, I think, in approved financial support. It's a great organisation, and we'll continue to do everything we have been doing.
Steve, it's Wendell Sale here, mate. What do you find the hardest thing to do is being involved, you know, in this wonderful charity?
Rugby league community, they're all very proud people, of course, and convincing them that it's not charity as such, you know, it's just a helping hand, and getting people in real need to come forward, you know. We're non-judgmental, and you know, rugby league, as you guys know, rugby league is such a wonderfully strong, connected community, and they really do look after their own. And And yeah, I think that's the hardest thing is really just, you know, encouraging people to come forward, stick your hand up when you need a bit of a hand, and hopefully we can help people in those brief moments where they need help. It's not long-term stuff. It's just giving them a helping hand when they need it. And that's the hardest bit, I think.
Absolutely. Leading with some vulnerability when people have been so tough in a game that is so tough, just to be able to go, you know what, I do need to put my hand up here, get that support, and also realise once you do put your hand up, Steve, you do get that opportunity to have people rally around you. We're not very good at putting our hand up and asking for help in this country, but we're great in helping people once they do.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think too, you know, whilst we have always looked after women and children and families, there's been perceptual barriers to that. And so, you know, the number of women now playing the game, of course, but you know, they're the backbone of many of the grassroots clubs as well. And so getting that message out that, you know, they're part of that rugby league community. They help make the game tick and, you know, we're there for them.
And, Stephen, I mean, if someone's listening now, how can they support if they're a massive rugby league fan and they just want to get involved?
Or a business, yeah.
Yeah, well, first and easiest is become a member. You know, we have an annual subscription. It's a modest amount and that all makes a big difference. And, of course, we run on volunteers. We've got 39 committees across New South Wales, Queensland, ACT and Victoria. And, you know, like many community organisations, we're always looking for volunteers. But essentially, you know, become a member is enormously helpful.
Good on you, Steve.
Yeah.
You can do that, of course, from today on www.familyofleague.org.au.
Good on you, mate. Always good to
good
talk to you.
Mate.
If you ever need to get the word out, you know you've got a friend in this show. So please don't be a stranger and you take care. And congratulations on the new initiative. Family of League rather than Men of League makes so much sense. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Really Cheers, appreciate Steve. The opportunity and your support. Thank you.
Good on you.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.